All right, 1, 2, 3. Welcome to our Let's Talk Dallas County program presented by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. I'm here with the New Opportunities Dallas County Family Development Center coordinator, Beth Mormon. Beth, thanks for taking the time. We'll talk about LIHEAP.
Thank you. Yes, we are currently doing our LIHEAP program for winter months. Our LIHEAP is our low-income program for heat assistance. It's low-income home energy assistance program for our heating program. It goes from October 1st all the way up to April 30th. You can apply for that. Right now, currently, for the months of October, we are taking elderly, disabled, and people that have a disconnect notice are able to apply in the month of October. And then starting November 1st, anybody in the public that would like to apply is able to apply for the program. They could call our office to make an appointment. They could come into the office to get an application or ask us to mail an application out. Or on November 1st, it will be online on our website, and they could apply online for assistance for the heat program.
What are the things people need to do to be eligible, you know, if they're going to get an application, take their time to fill it out? What kind of income gap do they need to qualify?
Yeah, so we have income guidelines. The state sets those income guidelines. It's 200% poverty level. Those income guidelines, they could call us and ask what they are. They vary by household size. We do go by the gross income that they make a year to see if they qualify. We also have that posted on our website, kind of the grid of what, like if there's one person in a household, what the income guidelines would be. In order to see if you qualify, when you come to your appointment or apply online or fill out that application, you would need to bring in a copy of your gas and electric bill or propane bill. We would need a copy of everybody in the household's Social Security cards. We would also need proof of that income in the last 30 days. Whether that be pay stubs or your taxes from last year would be acceptable income documents to provide for us.
Oh, what's the need looking like this year? And how many applicants? You don't have to give me a number, but have you been busy with applicants?
We have, of course, October is pretty busy with our elderly and disabled generation getting their applications in first. We've seen a lot of people even getting disconnected and contacting us. We've had a large number. I think I'm processing at least 8 to 10 applications a day minimum. Our appointment slots are booking up pretty fast. Even for the month of November, people are calling and getting those appointments scheduled already for the month of November. We have been told that the prices of electric from Alliant Energy is going up. So, I mean, it's probably going to help a lot of people to apply and get it for the winter months to help them out.
And then talk about how crucial it is to get this process started earlier rather than later.
Yes, definitely. We encourage people to apply because it does take a process. If you're going to mail in an application due to, like, transportation, you can't get to us, those applications might not get processed for a week or two. So don't wait until you get that disconnect notice or that shutoff notice to contact us. Definitely get to us sooner than that because it might not get done that day because our appointments are priority. That's why we also encourage people to call us and make an appointment versus mailing in that application. Also, we do some mobiles, so if you're unable to come to our Perry office to apply, we do have a handful of mobiles that we will travel to throughout the LIHEAP season. Waukee is a big one. We will be in Waukee about twice a month. And then we go to Adel every Thursday at the library. We have some Linden and Redfield mobiles coming up, a Van Meter one, and then also we will be at Dallas Center. And if anybody has questions on those dates and times, they can always call our office.
Well, Beth, as we kind of close up talking about LIHEAP, is there anything else?
We do have our Toys for Tots program going on right now, too. Our Toys for Tots program, there are regulations and rules for that. They have to be in the Perry School District to qualify for Toys for Tots. They also have to be LIHEAP approved. So when you come in and you're approved for the heating assistant program, if you're interested in signing up the little ones for our Toys for Tots program and they live in Perry or go to the Perry School District, they would automatically qualify for our Toys for Tots program. Last year, I think we filled enough for 400 kids in Perry that were in need of toys. That was just kids, not families. So we help out a lot with the toys. The deadline to get that in is we try to get those applications in by November 10th. However, we can take them past that deadline. We just try to get as many in as we can by the 10th of November. So just our toy program. We're also taking toy donations or money donations to help buy toys throughout the year for those kids that are in need and families that are in need of toys.
And then, Beth, could you also maybe just tell how people can support your programs? Or just with monetary donations, volunteering, or advocating?
Oh, yes. So I know you could bring money into our office here and drop it off to donate for toys. However, probably within the next couple of weeks, we will have some toy box donations set up around the community in Perry. I know the mayor and his wife are really good about helping us do that. So they will put up those toy box donations at like Ben Franklin's and Hy-Vee, Dollar General. I know they put some toy boxes there last year. And you could just drop a toy off there, and then we collect those. Like every week we go and pick up those toys and hold on to them until it's toy time.
Well, thank you, Beth, for your time. I appreciate it. And yeah, we'd love to hear about the wonderful things going on at the New Opportunities Office in Perry.
Thank you.
That was our Let's Talk Dallas County program presented by Perry Fairway That Way. Always fresh, always affordable is their motto that way. If you missed any part of our coverage, you can head to our website that way and can figure out what you missed. We'll take a short break, come back with the regular programming and more on KDLS, the one to count on.